Hello, I'm here.
Hi, yeah. Stephen. We are
yes.
at the moment exploring
yes. mm-hmm.
The discrete steps of decision taking and freedom of choice.
Yes.
We first looked at the way decision taking happens in the body and can be traced in, for example, financial interactions. We saw that what happens in groups can be traced also in the social interactions, as Google does.
Yes.
But we also looked at the way that the interaction between people can become limited by, say, rules imposed on the way that people can relate or how groups are formed, and the result can be that societies are in fact prisons, and that the individual freedom of choice cannot be experienced, which is very limited. And as you mentioned before, individual autonomy and freedom of choice is the most valued characteristic in life. Before, we also looked at the way that this crippling can be understood if you look at fears, but fears are essentially where something happened in the past which was experienced as a limitation, and then we came to the conclusion that those obstacles of the past, those fears can be resolved as learning from the past. And that happens not only in the mind but will also happen in the body. Which brought us to the level that we now can start with. Everything you described about the processes of interaction in society and the limitations of these processes of social interaction by fears, when they happen in the body, we can see how it works. In the body, we can resolve it by resolving the fears, and you described how meditation can be used for that purpose. So can we now put next to each other that what we see that happens in the body in the resolution of fear, and that what happens in society where we see that freedoms are taken away by using fear?
Yes, I think that I would start with illness. If you
can you move a bit closer to the microphone, please?
I would start with illness. If you look at all these diseases, and you look at the statistics of diseases, and also made some report on for systems, medical institute, and you have this this illness is like heart disease, heart brain diseases. So it's you have a special accumulation of illnesses in our societies. Special ranking of illnesses. If you then look at people in, for example, public transportation, you look at the people. You see immediately if you have some you have as you said in this model responsibility and sensibility. If you have some sensibility, you can immediately recognize they are not happy. You know, many people, you go at sometimes, or not many times, but sometimes I get six, go at six with the metro, then I always see this many unhappy people that go to some working place. And I think there is a solution for this, that workplaces can become healthier and they can become more cooperative. And this all stems, all these illnesses, all this mental stress stems from the fact that people are doing something they actually don't want to do, but they're doing for some incentive. And so you have both. You have the fear and you have the incentive. Afterwards I get an incentive. Now I have fear, I'm not happy, I'm so they're accumulating a lot of negative energy in the bodies, but they're doing this, they're going through these torments because they think afterwards I get a nice incentive. And I get a nice incentive, or I build a big house, I buy this car. With the car, I can go to Italy and I make vacancies. And of course, you also have to drive back. And but it's all it's an illusion. Like I would agree in this case, even if I'm not a Buddhist, but in this case, I would even what the Buddhists call this illusion. There's a right point in that view, or in that reasoning or formal system of Buddhism, mm-hmm. that this is actually, I think it's called Zamsara or something like that. I've heard that from a Hungarian researcher. Zamsara, they call this in Buddhism. It's an illusion. Actually, it's only an illusion. And the monetary system you asked before, this has to, I have a lot of proposals for at least getting out of the speedy processes. We have two speedy processes in monetary terms, in the monetary world, and these speedy transactions are causing us that we always need more energy. That's a big problem, and this energy we have to get out from nature. We have to take from the nature. We have to convert this energy into products. So this is possible. There are possible solutions for a different monetary system. This is possible. But it has to be understood. Again, therefore, you need abstract reasoning. You need knowledge about of formal systems, and you need knowledge of the ethical behavior and of the formal system, the moral systems involved. If there are solutions at hand, and at hand already, and there are a lot of groups and researchers who have very, very practicable and applicable solutions. In the US, there are enough groups who are doing this. In Europe too, even in Switzerland, they have movements for monetary reform. And it would start with to making the financial system a little bit more boring. Of course, in such a system, bonds would play a more important role than stocks. Stocks will be there, so I never would. You cannot turn all things around. You have, if you make, I said it before, if you make a reform, it's not about the speed of the reform, the direction of the reform has to be. And this means for this monetary system to introducing narrow reserves. Narrow reserves for private banks. And then maybe the central banks can also do intelligent monetary policies. Don't always have to run after the credit that private banks have issued. And governments could also, of course, we have two big governments, but government could do better job then. So it's possible. It's that many solutions are at hand. It's about, again, about consciousness, about the critical mass of people. And as the same as the Torah says, you need 10 people, 10 adults you need to build a quorum. So that's the minimum. If you want to achieve something in the social world, you need 10 people. You start with 10 people. Need 10 people to, it sounds like a quorum, and then you then some energetic so group dynamics behind that. This was even researched in the Princeton anomaly research project, the research into this group number. So that's interesting, and so it's really about also this what you call greed, you know, the greed. Is of course also from the animal kingdom. This is we are still, as I wrote in this article from Israeli scientist Yehuda Bauer. He said this is we it's not enough to be a technological or technically competent barbarian. It's not enough. It's not enough. It's not enough. This is why we have this problem. This is why we have this problem. But we have many solutions at hand. And a transformation.